Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. What a great weekend coming up, too, by the way. Championship games on Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, NFL games Sunday,
yeah.
Including one here.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
My nephew Cameron turns one this weekend.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be fun. It's a Masters-themed party, so I got stuff for that. I don't know why it is in December, but it is. So golf, Masters attire will be fun.
That should be awesome.
Yeah. And
Jack's first birthday was a golf thing.
It was.
Yeah, it was a golf thing. It was a golf
just
thing.
General, like generic golf.
Yeah.
I think it was like hole in one, you know, because he was turning one or whatever.
Right.
Everybody's got to have themes for their birthdays now.
Yeah. What did Jack think of the party?
Oh, he had a great time. Yeah. And he'll remember
it. Oh, my God. I just remember his green face.
Yeah, eating that cake.
Eating that cake.
That's the best part of one-year-old
Jack's green
party.
Face. That's all I'll remember that, man. But, we were just talking because, you know, I get my stank meme mug on whenever I hear Chris Paul in Atlanta because he should have been the point guard here for 15 years and everything like that. But yeah.
Didn't start here, but maybe it ended here.
Yeah, it did end here because
– maybe it ended here.
Yeah, they sent him home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sure did.
Now, Chris Paul, I don't think that he was breaking team rules.
No, this isn't
I don't think he was at the Shake joint.
No, this isn't a Magic City situation.
Yeah, brought the Shake back to the hotel and nothing like that. But
no, he was probably trying to make Ty Lue watch tape with him.
Yeah, or something like that.
At 2 a.m., and Ty Lue was like, enough.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
He's probably in that situation where he was the best point guard in the league for over 10 years. He could talk to people any kind of way.
Yep.
He is where he is. He's already announced he's going to retire, and they didn't want to hear that Chris Paul in this Chris Paul by talk that.
Yeah.
So how about this? You've heard you go, man, Jackson Hartville ain't open yet.
Yeah. Just head on down there.
Yeah, it ain't even open yet.
You live in Winston-Salem, just get a car.
Yeah, it ain't even open yet.
There's no traffic this time of day. Man. Get a car.
Hey, dog, you got to go, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, and this is no secret to folks that follow the NBA or Chris Paul's career, like, he wasn't the easiest teammate when he was the best.
Yes.
When he was the first team All-NBA guy.
Right.
Like, you got to kind of ease off that sort of stuff when you're when you're coming off the bench and playing 15 minutes a night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's built like that.
Yeah, he's not and everything like that. So, I mean, again, he said he was going to retire. Like, him and Shea have a great relationship. Does he go to OKC, get a ring?
Could.
Because them dudes right there, who beat them?
Nobody is.
Even if Joker goes 50, 30, and 15, who's beating them?
Yeah, I don't think anybody in the West has enough for them right now. And even with Wemby, they're probably still a couple years away development wise. Yeah, no, I mean they're 21-1, man.
Yeah, I know.
They're 21-1.
Who gonna beat them?
Only one team has the Portland Trailblazers.
The damn Trailblazers. Was that post Chauncey?
Good question. It had to be because that was the second game of the season.
Was it one of them rally things? Yeah, man, I coach in the clink.
Coach incarcerated energy. That's not one you hear very often.
No, man.
They're really, really good. But that'll be interesting. I mean, somebody will sign him, right?
I would think OKC would sign him. I would think
Am I losing my mind? Who did he play for first? Who was his first team?
Or New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were the Hornets then.
They were the,
weren't they?
Yeah, they were Hornets.
Was it the New Orleans Hornets?
I think so.
So maybe Charlotte. I mean, he's from North Carolina.
Yeah, why the hell would I want to go there?
He's from, kind of.
I know where he's from.
Yeah.
Why the hell would I want to go there?
Yeah, right. Good point. Good point.
I, you know what?
He wants the championship.
I mean, I think that's what I said. OKC would be, the move for him.
Yeah,
because of his relationship with Shea.
Yeah, and the GM and all that. And the fact that they probably are going to win championship.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. Because then you couldn't. Because then you couldn't say that. Well, Chris Paul doesn't have a ring.
He does.
Oh, sure does.
He damn sure does.
Sure does.
Yeah, man. And his presence and his leadership.
Yeah.
And his
that's what it was.
His friendship to Shea.
Yep.
Was the reason why.
Not because they didn't win one the year before or anything like that.
Yeah.
No, that's what it is. That's what I would do. That's exactly. But they gotta want him. You know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's crazy, man. I woke up and saw that one this morning. I was like, what?
I'm like,
what happened, Chris Paul? What did he say? What did he do?
No, the weirdest thing was
and he's here.
That was the weirdest thing when they said he was in. And I was like, hold on, where?
Because they play him tonight.
Yeah. I was like, oh, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Clippers are bad.
They're awful, dude.
They're like old school Clippers bad.
Yes.
They're the second worst team in the Western Conference.
Dude, they're so bad. And Ty Lue's such a good coach. I think Ty Lue's over it. And yeah. I think that
it's
whole
it's a bad roster.
Him, like, what's the boy? What's the gentleman's name? The GM Lawrence Frank. Yeah,
yeah.
I think they just all need to get just move on.
Yeah,
move on. It's a damn shame that Ballmer spent all that money on that brand new arena.
And all the roster. Ed cheating to get Kawhi extra and all that.
It ain't cheating, man.
He's trying.
I promise you that.
He was trying.
I promise you that is like that goes on so much in that league,
sure,
man. There's
sure
no way you keep paying these dudes all that money from just cash. You got to give them something.
All I'm saying is he gave all that money for the arena and the roster, got all these players, and he's giving extra money behind the scenes to people. Because that's not all he did. Like, there's other money going other places, I'm sure. Steve Ballmer's worth $75 billion.
Yeah.
Like, there's no depth to the money that he can spend and right. cheat. And it's gotten him 5-16.
He's still jumping up on the sidelines.
Probably.
Between points.
Yeah, he's still fired up. Can't dance wearing Dockers.
Billionaire wearing Dockers.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
That's how you stay damn rich.
Yeah, that's the other funny thing about the Thunder is, you know, obviously we're excited about the Hawks having the Pelicans unprotected first, and they're the worst team in the Western Conference. The Thunder still have, like, 8 first-round picks in the next 3 years.
Yes.
Like, all the stashing that they did, they're still cashing in on it. Mm-hmm. So when one of these guys gets too expensive, they'll just let him walk and flip those picks for another guy they can plug and play.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Good. I said a couple weeks ago that NBA general manager is the easiest job in the pantheon of professional sports jobs. But that doesn't mean some people aren't excellent at it. And that man is excellent at it.
Yes, he does his thing, man.
I'm impressed he's good.
He's really, really good.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the Falcons' wide receiver room.
We got guys that are capable to do the things, and nobody can be Drake on our roster, so I'm not going to be telling you that. So we will definitely go out there and try to move that thing around. You know, Pitts took a lot of the weight yesterday. You know, obviously we got to get Mooney back going again. Got to get him going like he was going versus the Saints. So if you can get Pitts going and Mooney going, that will certainly give you a lot of belief and a lot of confidence in that receiver group. And then everybody else can play their complementary part, being able to go just do things the right way, get in line, and then allow Bijan to be the best version of himself like he was yesterday.
When you start calling players by their last name, you're frustrated with them.
Yeah.
He always calls them Kyle.
He normally also, like, sounds like at least he believes what he's saying.
Yeah.
Even he didn't sound like he believed
that. When he said Pitts and Moody, you got to get him back. Like, that's the unfortunate part about when guys go down and other guys who you expect to step up don't step up. That is the ultimate, you know, if you're a coach, got to be just like, What else could I damn do?
Right.
Because they got to go play. I have nobody else. You know, there's nobody going to walk through this door and everything like that. You have the ability, and that was one thing I was learning. And I use this a lot with my kids when it comes to their schoolwork and everything. My coach always told me, now, if I've seen you do it before, I'm going to always expect you to do it. You know what I mean? I expect you. If you had 1,000 yards as a rookie, I expect you to continue. Now, you had some injuries and everything like that, but I still expect greatness from you. And when you're not doing it, it's like, well, damn, What are you not doing? How are you not preparing? So, because I've seen you do it. I've seen what it looks like when it's good for you. And all of a sudden, you've been telling me that you even fell off like that? So, yeah, it's got to be one of them things where he just questioned his roster now.
Yeah. The Drake part of it kind of continues to be...
He probably won't play.
Not great.
Yeah, he probably
won't play. He's not practicing today. I mean, the question now kind of starts to get towards what's he going to do this year? Like, is he going to play this year? You know? Like,
I mean, I think if he can play.
I know.
But I think if Drake's one of them dudes, if he can play, sure. He's going to want to be out there.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of them. He's the guy that wants to be out there.
This is a big year for him, contract wise.
I don't think that'd bother. I don't know if that would affect it.
I hope it doesn't affect his. I don't think it would affect him being out there, but like. It might affect what he gets.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it would.
You don't think it will?
Yeah, I don't think it would.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Because, like, in the games he's played, he's been awesome. Fantastic.
Yes.
But he's only played, you know, only played so many games. And, guy, you hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, coming into the year, so much conversation about, you know, could he elevate his status, top five in the league, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't do that not playing.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's a difficult thing. I saw this morning, Andy. Deshaun Watson is being activated and to return to practice for the Browns.
For what?
I don't know. Are they trying to?
I guess they still owe him a lot of money.
Are they going to try to showcase him to so they get some for him? I mean, is this the last year left on that damn deal?
No.
There's two more years left.
That was a long contract.
Yeah, but no, that is actually pretty funny. But
well, because they moved around some money and restructured and all that. But no, I don't think
they have the intention of ever actually activating from the window, though. Yes, I think they're just kind of ramping up some activities for 3 weeks and then.
Yeah, we know. We're making a joke.
Shador's clock is ticking before Deshaun takes back.
I don't know. Why even have him? I don't know. I mean, again, you're paying him, so I guess you get to come to practice.
Yeah.
Didn't the Texans have him scout team safety?
It was RG3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought at the end there with
I don't know.
With him,
I don't know if that was
they
with
were
Deshaun.
Screwing him.
I don't know if that was with Deshaun because I think Deshaun just left.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think what happened, but no, that, I know that happened with RG3 because him and Jay Cutler get. I mean, not Jay Cutler, but Jay Gruden get into it all the time about it. But no, that was I know that was RG3. Show your ass over there and stand.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about that.
Get your ass over there and stand.
Yeah. What else do we got?
They found their second receiver to DK Metcalf, Adam Thielen.
That'll do it.
Yeah, going to the Steelers.
That'll fix it.
Oh, my God. They're bad.
That's tough.
They're bad, man.
Oh, Desmond Ridder got released?
Yeah, this is like Des' fourth team this month.
Yep.
Yeah, man, they bring him in. I mean, I think J.J. McCarthy's going back out there. They just got to put him out there because that was the worst performance of a quarterback I've ever seen in my damn life.
Oh, yeah, the Bosmer guy?
Dude, he was so bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, was he bad.
He was so...
Like, there's guys that have played, like, that Nathan Peterman half, remember that, where he threw five interceptions?
Yes, that was awful.
Like, there's moments that stand out to me in the history of quarterbacks that don't belong in the NFL.
That one right there.
Bosmer looked terrifying.
Yeah, he can't play. He can't play. It's a huge sports weekend, and this Friday, Dukes and Bell gets it all started with a special broadcast from Twin Peaks in Buckhead from 2 to 6, where all the food, drinks, and scenic views as they get you ready for the conference championships in college football. That's Dukes and Bell, 2 to 6 from Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
All right, College Football Corner coming up next. We'll get back into some of the rankings that came out last night and obviously keep looking ahead to championship weekend. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.